Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tea Party billionaires think attack ads can cover the truth. Joe Garcia is working to fix Obamacare. He voted to let you keep your existing health plan and took the White House to task for the disastrous health care website. And Joe Garcia fought to hold the insurance companies accountable so they can't deny coverage for pre-existing conditions or drop coverage when you get sick. Attack ads can't change the truth. Joe Garcia is doing what's right for Florida. House Majority PACs responsible for the content of this ad.
That's right. The Democrats are now running ads against themselves. But this is all Democratic Party strategy being tested in Florida. You can guarantee it. Because Obama himself is now saying, hey, I know how to fix Obamacare. Make me a dictator. And he's changed scores of provisions of it that is completely illegal to do. Completely outside of law. So they create the train wreck and then offer the solution. And finally, mainline, even Democrat-controlled media is admitting that Obamacare was designed to fail and that the website doesn't work because they don't want you to know what a screw job it is. They want to make it about, oh, we had a mess up, we had a problem. I mean, I've learned their tricks, folks. They've only got about 10 of them. And the Republicans play the same games, but they're just the loyal opposition, you know, the supposed opposition to the takeover. That's the Republican leadership's job. But they're bought and paid for by the very same offshore interest, the robber barons. And so, of course, you keep getting the same outcomes, though you get different rhetoric. And it's all about tricking people, but it's not going to work forever. If my voice sounds like it's out of it, I went shooting 50 cals, did a lot of shooting Sunday. And I was with Weldon and some friends, and he said, Alex, you know, you're not supposed to breathe. I know you hold your breath when you shoot, and then you breathe in around, you pull the trigger. I can see you blowing smoke out like you're smoking a cigarette. And by the time I was driving home, I had a sore throat from it. I was like coughing some blood up this morning. Not that big of a deal. It's just a big irritant and a little bit of stuff going on in my bronchioles. And it should get better very, very quickly. But I'm not trying to sound like Batman. Bruce Wayne. Yeah. It actually sound like. But I do have some guests coming on the broadcast today. We have Paul Craig Roberts on what's happening with the economy and QE Unlimited being somewhat slowed down. And always interesting, Gerald Celente will be popping in, I promise. That means the crew has to make me do this if I forget and go into perseveration. Take a lot of your phone calls today. That way I can also save my voice while trying to concisely get to some of the news. And believe me, there is a lot of it today. So I'm going to go ahead and give the phone number out for first-time callers right now. And if you'd like to comment on anything before I even give you any of the news, I just would like to hear from you. But beware. I'm going to try it. I'm getting a little bit better over the years by increments, fractionally, by actually trying to go to your calls, move to the next person, at least in the first few rounds. And other people sit there on purgatory hold, but trapped in purgatory, awaiting the hour of reprisal. Your time slips away. So the point is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And this voice literally sounds like someone trying to act like the voice of God, the NFL announcer. President Camacho. People got stupider and stupider over the next 300 years. Until the average IQ was 71. Genius was considered to be 80. President Camacho had the highest IQ in the world at 85 points. Mike Ditka, legendary. We'll be back with HBO Sports. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm not doing this because I'm on air. I'm doing it because I just asked for it, and I happen to have some back there for whatever reason. So I'm going to drink some olive oil on air right now. You just joined us. Again, my voice is going to be a little bit out of it today. Please, when I open the phones up, don't say sorry about your voice just because the listeners don't care. And I appreciate you saying that. I'm only letting you know that I'm not trying to sound like Batman. And I'll make that announcement every hour for new folks that join us because, I mean, I sound more toad-like than ever. Stand up and be counted for what you're about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. Crank it up. Worldwide transmission. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us. All right, let me get focused here. That actually helped a lot. Like a bull right out of the blue. That's powerful lyrics right there. That's some folks that have lived it. You know, me and Dave Mustaine, we drive around sometimes. He comes and visits me. I go, I know what you want to hear. You want to hear It's a Long Way to the Top. And it's fun to put It's a Long Way to the Top on with him, and we'll sing the whole song together. All right, that's enough. Thanks. Oh, man, my. Again, I love guns, ladies and gentlemen, and I usually am under better discipline when I'm out shooting with Shane Steiner and folks, 50 cals. And, you know, you do not breathe when you pull the trigger on those because it's basically light artillery. And it's just incredible, nauseous smoke that comes back, burns your eyes, you name it, especially if the wind's blowing your face. And I basically unintentionally huffed about 100 rounds of 50 cal Sunday. And I am going through the aftermath of it right now. I stopped about 10 into it. I was going to the second clip, and Weldon, because we had double 50s going, and he was like, Alex, I just saw you exhale smoke. And I was there with Mike Judge. He was shooting, too, and we're like, no, Mike, remember not to breathe. And I looked at him, and he exhaled. I need to give him a call, see how he's doing. But it's some new ammo, too, because I know I've huffed it before and hadn't done this to me. But I don't want to turn the entire broadcast into a discussion of that. I'm just letting you know up front what's going on. Man, I tell you, it's just insane. And I'm never able to just read the headlines. But I'm going to do it today, right now. I took the cough button out of here because I put the new one in. It had a malfunction last week. So I guess you just have to hear me cough today. I probably should have thrown in the towel and taken off, but I just love doing the radio broadcast, so I'm going to try it here. We're going to try it. We're going to open the phones up for whatever issue you want to discuss, but I'm just going to kind of let you have your comment. You probably don't want to call in with questions. Paul Craig Roberts is going to love it because I'll probably shut up for the first time in my life, and Gerald Celente is coming up as well today. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, where to start? Let me just, in the interest of news, the reason I can never get to the news, I'm trying to figure out what's most important. And literally, I'm like a dog in a butcher shop and with just all the important news, and I don't know which giant piece of meat to sink my fangs into first. You know, it's almost like a deer in the headlights mode, and I think that's their intention. But right now, let's just give you the headlines. Survey, U.S. press freedom plunges under Obama to 46 in the world after Romania. Gotta love that. That's out of the Washington Times. This is out of the Times of Israel. Iran, we're ready for decisive battle with Israel, U.S. And again, folks, I've been against attacking Iran offensively. I don't want World War III. But now I saw people criticizing me on InfoWars in the comments and on the YouTubes from a few days ago, when they were showing simulated videos of blowing up Tel Aviv and U.S. aircraft carriers preemptively. I mean, that's really asking for it. And so I'm saying, why are they doing that? Because their government wants to stay in power and needs war rhetoric because they're very unpopular. And our governments want the war rhetoric to stay in power. The Likudniks, the military-industrial complex over here. And it's just some people are not sophisticated enough to get. I'm on the side of anti-World War III. I'm on the side of prospering, live long and prosper. I'm on the side of building a civilization towards the stars, not constantly having a mindless war economy. But that doesn't mean I like the peaceniks that go, oh, be peaceful, teach your little boys how to wear dresses and to have basket weaving and no one can have a toy gun. No, I'm for individuals to be actually primitive and warlike because an actual primitive is more dialed in and smarter. Statistics show this can be taken and made. You could take somebody out of the jungle, folks, and give them top-level training, and they end up being incredible people. And the globalists recognized this by the 1850s, the eugenicists. Francis Galton wrote about it, the father of eugenics, that the elite need to be like wild men, but with a facade of grace and genteel affect. And I'm telling you to counter them, we need to be barbaric. In our heart with love and strong against the usurpers because we're being usurped at every level by social engineers playing games with us and getting us to stand down and not have a survival instinct. See, I said I would read all the headlines and I went into Iran and started ranting about that. CJ, this is a direct order, because I don't have a producer-wise, and you guys book guests, make recommendations, do a great job, but most talk show hosts would have a consultant there just to keep them in line. Even if the talk show host knows more than the consultant, it's good to have somebody take them back, you know, the basic goals to cover news. So I want you to stop me with the mic on. Just turn it on. Whenever I start going off the reservation right now, you are to say, nope, or hit a buzzer. Need to put up, because we're going to do it. Let me stop right there. Let me just read this. Survey, U.S. press freedom plunges under Obama to 46th in world after Romania. Iran, we're ready for decisive battle with Israel, U.S. Chief of Staff warns Tehran's enemies and regional states against military action, calling American threats political bluff. And last week, on their official Farsi news agency, I went and looked it up. It wasn't Israeli propaganda. The head of their military said, we got sleeper cells in America. He's really asking for it. Really asking for it. And people are like, what, you're suddenly pro-war? No, you don't threaten to attack my country. And again, they want to keep the fight going now that Obama's done this peace deal with them. There's some weird stuff going on. I'm even having trouble figuring it out. Oh, see, you're supposed to shut me up, CJ.
I would, but I agree with you.
No, I got to go back into this later. I just got to get these headlines. Here it is. Fed's climate change website hacked by online drug seller. Holder urges 11 states to restore the voting rights of former felons. Yeah, they know who their voters are. Conservative group calls for Boner's head. Speaker of the House, John Boner. I mean, John does pronounce Boner. He tells us to say Boner. I mean, be proud of your name, bro. Boner. I mean, Obama has Boner in his pocket.
Stick to the news.
Stick to the news. All right. There you go. Because this is not we're not doing this. This is not a stick, folks. I cannot shut up. It's literally neurotic. Conservative group calls for Boehner's head. I mean, this is just each one of these is a whole stack. I haven't even gotten to that. Okay, this is just kind of the mindless stack right here. I'm not doing this even in top story order. Panic shoppers fight over food aid snowpocalypse as global warming super. Storm hits. Lake Superior will freeze over this winter, NOAA says. And it just continues, ladies and gentlemen, with the fact that there is just an absolute megastorm after megastorm continuing to hit as the sun cools off. It's putting off a lot of X flares and things, but it's not putting off a lot of radiant heat on average. And that's a cycle, and the sun does affect the weather. I know that's a conspiracy theory for some, but I assure you we'd be absolute zero without it. Winter storm, PAX update, South Seas beginnings of crippling ice storm, heavy snowfall to the north. Ice experts predict Lake Superior will completely freeze over this winter. Snow rage pits storm-weary residents against plow drivers just trying to do their jobs. Yeah, the idiots out there don't like the snowplows clearing the roads for them. They think they should get out of their way. I've got to love the public. It's the instant gratification society. Give it to me now. Give it to me. Give it to me. Don't have a fire truck block half a lane if a car's blowing up on fire. You know, just whatever. Atlanta area braces for ice storm. 4 die in Texas. Power grids are going out, having problems because they've shut down our power plants. So there you go. Historic ice storm, and just more of them just keep slamming into them. You wonder why old houses from like 60, 70 years ago all have, some of them even have fireplaces in the bathroom. And you know why that is. Because we go through cycles, ladies and gentlemen, and it doesn't have jack diddly squat to do with coal-powered plants. It has to do with the sun, that big old ball up there in the sky that burns your skin for however many millions of miles. How many millions of miles is this? Some ridiculous amount burns your skin. The reason I say that is the UN, as you know, voted 5 years ago, right before the Copenhagen summit, that the sun does not affect climate. Because scientists were saying, look, your models are all off. It's the sun. They said, no, it's not. They said, no, that's why the ice caps are melting on Mars. And then, of course, they're growing again because the sun's cooled off. But side issue, 93 million miles, and it'll burn your butt in an hour now on a summer day. 6 killed in avalanches across western United States, but it doesn't affect the climate. Moon doesn't affect me either. Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to have to stop right there. I'm going to get really, really serious when we come back and get into the really big news that I haven't even gotten into yet. The stock market, scary 1929 market chart, gains traction. We're going to get into a House report on Benghazi attack, false White House for security lapses. And we've got a bunch of news that's up on Drudge we got to carry. You got to cover getting with the guns.
My husband's the gun guy. I've just never felt comfortable with them. But these days, I know I need protection. And I found it at theultimateknife.com. It fits my hand like a glove. Plus, it's small enough to easily conceal. And the peace of mind it gives me is unbeatable.
The fastest one-handed deployable defense knife is waiting for you at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only at theultimateknife.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
If I speak right in front of my mouth, I can do it. Hi, everybody. I'm
are bright
and filled with pain.
Enclose me.
All right, I better stop the karaoke.
Gentle.
My voice is a little bit better now. It's where my voice is shot, and I just keep talking, and it actually gets better. It's weird. At least by the second hour, and then it gets worse in the third hour. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Tony, Jonathan, Adam, Rich, Kim, and others. Toll-free number to join us when you hear a caller hang up is 800-259-9231 on any of the issues I've raised. If you go up to drudgereport.com, you can see a whole list of the snow apocalypse news. We'll put that up on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners can just go right over there. And you can see all the different historic things that are happening right now. And the big issue to all of this is that people are always unprepared. Historic ice storm unloads and unfolds in the south. Georgia warned it's catastrophic. Seen from space, NWS travel is impossible. Amtrak suspends ice from Texas to North Carolina. We've had ice like 3 weeks in a row here. Roads deserted. Panic shoppers fight over food. That's an Infowars.com article with all the crazy videos from all over the south. Nor'easter could be biggest of season. Snow rage affects locals all over the country. Man puts gun to plow driver's head. Unbelievable. Psychiatrist says there's a tremendous amount of seasonal affect disorder. Yeah, people not getting enough light in their eyes has been proven to cause depression and not getting outside. Cabin fever, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of different things associated with it. That's why it's important, folks, to go out anytime it's sunny during the winter and just walk around without sunglasses for about an hour, and you'll just get totally excited. I was a little bummed out yesterday. I went to a tanning bed, something I don't do except in the deep of winter. It's artificial. It's not probably good as the sun, but I just felt fabulous. At about 8 o'clock at night last night when I went and did that, it was like a just total recharge. So there's that news right there. And, again, the reason I'm covering this right now is if you watch these videos that are up on Infowars.com and are linked right there, is I guess the 8 story down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, no, 9 stories down at Drudge Report, DrudgeReport.com, panic shoppers fight over food. And it just shows that, I mean, I'm not plugging our sponsor. I guess I might as well just say this hour brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. That's the reason I have storable food. That's the reason it really stores like 25 years. After it's about 5 years old, I just go give it to the local food bank. It's high quality. And then just buy more. That's what I do. And it totally lasts for 10 years. They've proven in the last 25, but whatever. It's like this race for how long it can last. The point is that it's the best storable food out there. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. And I didn't even intend to plug that right now. I would have done it later. But this is why we have storable food. This is why we have guns. This is why I know how to change a tire. And compared to my dad, who knows how to fix cars and knows how to roof the roof or fix anything, basically, he doesn't know as much as his dad knew. Because back then, you were the auto shop. You were the roofing company. You were the plumber. I mean, I am like a gibbering idiot compared to somebody like my dad or his dad who could skin a buck. I mean, I can skin a buck. I can run a trot line. I mean, I make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. There ain't many things these old boys can't do. That they want you domesticated, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to be hyphenated, balkanized Americans that literally don't know how to change a tire, don't know how to do anything. And it is getting worse and worse and worse by the minute. And people don't know how to do basic math now because of calculators, myself included. I mean, I'm like a mental moron now at math. I try to do it shorthand on a piece of paper, but I don't have an iPhone with me. I mean, this is part of the dumbing down of the technocracy. There's a lot of things in the technological development that empower humans. But overall, it's a negative thing. No one can debate that. All the aggregates are there, all the actuaries, all the numbers. And if we have a real depression, again, 90% of this country, look it up, in the 10-year depression, from 29 to 40, 11 year, I guess, still went into 41 or so. The point is 11, 12 year depression. 7 million people starved to death or died from malnutrition, from other colds and things. Major university studies, you can look it up. with 90% being rural, about 50% being fully self-sufficient. We're now 90% urban, 10% rural. Half the rural communities are somewhat self-sufficient. That's 5% versus 50 being fully self-sufficient. I mean, you're talking about a road scenario with Viggo Mortensen if this unfolds, ladies and gentlemen. If we have a collapse, it will be Road Warrior. Just give us the gas. We spare your lives.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species, and I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment.
Because they can't expand outside of the paradigm of the Earth's biosphere, dummy. We're master builders.
Multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area.
That's right, deep space, here we come. Launch. The Mayflower.
There's another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus.
A virus.
Human beings are a disease. A cancer.
This is what the globalists think of us.
You are a plague.
So they're turning us into a disease.
I'm the cure.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
another story that's in the top news archive of Infowars.com. Just the top story archive will take you to the stuff that's rolled off the front page. And the new design of the site, it's ready, but I want to really get it right. We have a way to keep the best stuff up at the top. But you can still go to the most popular area of Infowars.com and find the article about more bullets being bought by Homeland Security. This time they're buying Zombie Killer, which is a really high-quality boat-tailed long-distance sniper round that just so happens to be hollow, partially hollow inside, and is illegal under the Geneva Convention to even use in warfare. The reason I keep plugging Drudge is he keeps our stuff up. It's important on the front page. You go to drudgereport.com. It's in the middle column. And if we show that at drudgereport.com, I like how he mixes it together with the other stuff to give you an image of what's happening. Right under the monster Pelosi, who looks like she's gone one Botox shot too far, Pelosi PAC runs ad slamming Obamacare. They're running away from their great victory. Homeland purchasing 141,000 more rounds of sniper ammo that, by the way, is illegal under the Geneva Convention. Walt Watson should probably add that. And then under it, outfitting city buses with spy cameras. And then here's the key, tying it together, National Guard trains to fight Second Amendment supporters. By the way, nationwide. And I know I keep harping on that day after day, but we used to get the secret documents and people wouldn't believe it about this. Now it's like all over the news. Yes, the main enemy is the gun owners and the veterans. And don't talk about the founders. They wouldn't be welcome in today's army. I mean, this is West Point, folks. This is all AP, Reuters, Fox News going, should we ban the Declaration of Independence? Boston Globe, is it hateful? All men are created equal, endowed by their creator. I mean, we have a right to revolt against oppression. Is that actually legal to say you have a right to revolt against a tyranny? 2 years ago, they had an article. They had a bunch of them saying, should we get rid of the Declaration of Independence? Is it treason? I think was the headline. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. It'd be like if the ocean was alive, the H2O was alive and had a voice that was there talking to the captain of a submarine and just said, open the doors, open the torpedo launch tubes, let the water come in, depressurize. You're going to not be racist against water anymore. Just open the bulkhead. Just let the state run your kids. Just take the shot. Just trust us. We're going to spy on you for your own good. Open the door. Open the door. Come to me, my child. What's the movie, Event Horizon, where they go into like the dimension of hell and the woman misses her baby, her dead daughter, a little girl, and he said, Mommy, I'm here. Open the airlock. I'm here. I'm liberal. I'm Obama. Oh. And then you open, I'm going to doot, 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 doot. Opens, my baby. I mean, it is just the mind control, the magnitude. We should all be running around like chickens with our heads cut off. That the military is training for war with people that like the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence and private property, the family, the right to self-defense. I mean, they're a bunch of thugs. The mayor of New York secretly, you know, caught 50-plus mayors have quit, saying once we register, we will confiscate. We already knew that. One of his own group members, Mike Martinez here in Austin, Mayor Pro Team, admitted that last year to us on video. He said, we're not going to confiscate now, but if we register, we will. So get ready. And his whole gang of them all looked at each other because they're on the winning team, they think. And you got the governor in New York, Cuomo. All his bodyguards saying, hey, you got guns, you're pro-life, get out of the state. That's like out of an old Western. You don't like what we're doing in this town, making your teenage daughter serve in the brothel, you can just get out of here. Just like total mafia thug piece of crap. I mean, just in our face. Can you imagine what John Wayne would think, ladies and gentlemen, if... And it's not that I even dislike these people. You got to understand, folks, people listen to my show for 19 years now. The whole gay thing is just not what I'm... you know, obsessing on. I mean, a lot of people that are obsessing on it from the other end are, you know, they're obsessing on it because me thinks they protest too much. The whole issue here, ladies and gentlemen, though, is that it's a political agenda attaching all the socialism, all the communism, all the collectivism, all the eugenics, all the anti-family. Turn on the news, turn on a sitcom, men are degraded. Heterosexual men are run down. They're put down. I've seen 2.5 men, one time visiting friends downtown. They have a big area. We were getting coffee downstairs in the building, and they had a big TV on. Nobody was in there, and it was 2.5 men, the new version, putting down heterosexual men. And then I was at somebody else's house, and it was on, and it was another episode, putting down heterosexual men. I mean, it's literally an overwrite of society, a very aggressive cult move. And can you imagine what John Wayne would think? A guy who literally went over to the Communist Party headquarters in L.A. one time and personally beat up, this is in the FBI files, 7 communists. Can you imagine what John Wayne, not perfect, but a really good guy, can you imagine what John Wayne would think? I mean, think where we've gone from John Wayne and Charles Bronson and, you know, those type of figures to guys dressing like girls in makeup when they do their exercises or when they compete at the Olympics. I mean, it's just, it is an assault, ladies and gentlemen, and it never ends. It never ends. This is not about equality. This is not about compassion. This is not about being tolerant. It is about adoption. And why, we covered this in Endgame 2.0 with Dr. Kaufman. I got to go watch that again and pull up the university documents. I forget which ones. It was a couple of them. It was in the psychology departments and sociology departments. And they said, no, we're going to promote homosexuality. We're going to degrade the image of a man to reduce population and to break up families so the state is the only unifying system. This is the end. Germany is banning single-family homes being built now as of this year. By 2020, they're going to start bulldozing them, many of them. It's on. You will live in a system controlled by them. I mean, this is absolutely off the chart. This is absolutely off the chart. I said I'd go to your phone calls. We're going to go to them right now. It's just that they're taking all the basic liberties. They're discriminating against black, white, Catholic, Protestant, atheist, heterosexual, homosexual, Muslim, Jew, German, Chinese, Mexican, Nigerian, megabanks above the law, tax exempt, diplomatic immunity, armed to the teeth, jet copters, their own jumbo jets, above the law, everything, getting our tax money while they're tax exempt, lobbying for socialism that they're exempt from. And meanwhile, they've got us all running around saying you're against, quote, gay people or people of other sexual preferences if you don't want sex education of 5-year-olds. And now they've got Hillary Clinton in curriculum in the schools and Michelle Obama. I mean, I want these people out of my life. If there was some beautiful female actress that was the most beautiful ever and who had the greatest poetry, you know, let's say Kate Upton with a big brain, and they were shoving her in my face 24/7 and just telling me I had to adopt what she said and what she wanted and what she was doing, I would say, leave me alone. Stop trying to tell me what to do. I would get sick of it. I would get sick of it. Even the most beautiful vista up in the mountains, you get sick of it. You want to see something else. I mean, I am sick of this, man, just being hammered and hit with brainwashing and propaganda and agendas so that daddy and mommy, I mean, the demonization in literature and on TV and in all the trendy shops where it shows, you know, a woman making dinner and it says, oh, you know, I always wanted to be somebody. I just should have, you know, wanted to actually be something that mattered. As if a woman staying home with her children and running the finances in the house in the full-time job and is the most important thing ever for the civilization to go forward. Now the state rules the kids, raises them. Look what's happened. None of this was done putting women in the workforce to empower women. It was done to get 100% paying taxes. It was done on record. Edward Bernays wrote 3 books bragging about it. They engineered the whole program worldwide. You go to Rockefeller or Rothschild houses, because I've gone and looked at photos and photo books and stuff their families have leaked and stuff that's come over the years. I mean, it's all women wearing 50-style dresses, and the men are in charge, and the women are all empowered running the house and the money and the whole nine yards, and they're having five, six, seven kids. But they tell you, you don't do that. You understand that? Women, you get ahead by hating your husband. You get ahead by using your husband, and then your kids are destroyed. And the men are a bunch of slobs, too. The men see the role models of acting like schlubs on TV, and they buy into that as well. It's scientific. It's not my opinion. Become aware of it. And then meanwhile, I'm going to get to the stock market stuff with Paul Craig Roberts and what's happening in the Ukraine and Salente. So I won't get to any more news. And House report on Benghazi attack, false White House for secret lapses, security lapses. Smith on Iraq Christians in Congress. Life appears to be worse now than under Saddam. That was the whole point, bud. Christians the most persecuted, peer research, 10 to 1. The UN just everywhere just lines them up, shoots them. It even ends up in the New York Times. But like, well, they did line them up by the thousands and kill them. You know, like, look at Syria. Look at all the... We got incredible science news I haven't gotten to. This is a monster. Sunspot now larger than Jupiter. It's hundreds of times the size of the Earth. Continues to unleash solar flares. I wonder if Obama's baloney will stop a super flare from blowing out all the satellites. I mean, can't you wave that magic wand, suspend the laws of physics, like you do with your stupid global warming tax garbage? Here's a new one. New U.S. military space plane aims for 2017 liftoff. Let me decipher this. Aircraft space planes developed in the late 70s will now be rolled out 40 years in the future. We're not going to let you know the 35, 40-year other advanced Black Manta and other systems that are at least 15 years old. And by the way, I have talked to the former head of the Star Wars program on record. I have talked to the top-level NASA people, folks, and the stuff they've got is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And they didn't tell me classified stuff. They told me what had been accidentally leaked and just said, you're right, it's 35, 40 years advanced. They had fleets of robot drones in space operational with DU Meteor Gun Sabos in 1979. You're not in Kansas anymore. The vaccines have nanotech to re-engineer your brain. That's why people are acting like zombies, folks. I'm telling you, it's on. You're living in the Twilight Zone, baby, and so am I. And I'm quite frankly excited about it. I don't like it's happening, but I am, man, I'm going to tell you, I'm not bored. Whoa, whoa. You want me to watch football again? You think I care about that? I care about what the Japanese astronomers and people have shown, these big, giant floating platforms up in space. You think the International Space Station... They've got stuff in deep orbit out there that is amazing. 6, 7, 8 football fields square. And do you know what's floating on it? Oh, some real fun toys. Now, this is crazy. We're being walled off in this world with Justin Bieber and all these mindless people and everyone just following what television says, imagining their stars, imagining by buying into the hype that it's empowering them while total evil is taking over. We've got to break through the wall of fake national security that's the elite security for a breakaway civilization. We've got to capture the future. We need the life extension technology that they're already hoarding. We need Elysium for ourselves. Their answer to give you Elysium is to open the borders. No, the answer is to give the technology to everybody and to break these monopolies. The elite will never get off this planet if they don't do that. You can just prime project on every angle. You're not going to do the wrong thing and get the future. You're going to really screw stuff up. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. It's just so incredible. Let's go to Tony, then Jonathan, Adam, Rich, and Kim. Tony, you're on the air. Welcome. Hello, my friend. How you doing today?
What's up, Alex? Hey, I want to throw a couple things out here I've been noticing in the last month. I'm in Orange County, California. I saw. I went fishing this last weekend down in San Diego. Fishing at the lake, and I saw a drone launch from the back of a military chopper. And that was kind of interesting. I recorded it on my iPad and kind of sketched me out a little bit, so I had to leave the lake real quick. I got home, and then I saw another one launch there at Lemon Grove down in San Diego. So I know they're doing something big down in San Diego. I think something's going to happen here real quick.
Well, Google's moving into all these DARPA and NASA bases, building all sorts of secret stuff in giant warehouses. I mean, it's just crazy land, man. It's total crazy land. Can you imagine the technology we're seeing if it's 35, 40 years advanced on average? Can you No wonder they're so arrogant. No wonder they don't care. I mean, it's amazing. They have stolen everything using our ingenuity to build a breakaway civilization. You get what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah, we're way behind. They're so far ahead of us. Everybody's zombied out. Everybody's brains are turned off.
They're getting ready for extermination. I mean, you got to say they are being somewhat, at least in the West, somewhat loving about it. They're giving us, you know, it's a soft kill. They're basically killing our brains before they finally physically kill the body. And I guess we should. I mean, little kids dying of cancer, in some cases 10,000 percentage points higher in pediatric cancer. I mean, you know, they have excruciating, horrible deaths, but that's a loving thing the globalists did for us. They're good people.
We should thank them, really. I mean, you know, it'll be a lot easier for when we do get taken out, right?
Well, yeah, it's very loving. Very loving. Of course, you know, the elite aren't going to stop wanting to kill people and dominate once they wiped us out. All right, anything else, extremist?
We love you, Alex. That's all, man. We love you.
We love you. I do. I love humanity. We're going to come right back. Stay with us.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you like to gamble, I tell you, have your man. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We come to you from deep in the heart of former Texas, now occupied FEMA Region 6, broadcasting worldwide. And we, again, have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming at the bottom of the hour after news and your calls for 30 minutes on the situation in Ukraine, the Olympics, the economy, QE Unlimited, the Market Watch report out of the Wall Street Journal, scary 1929 market chart gains traction. That's all coming up with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury Department policy, the father of Reaganomics, joining us. And then we're going to have Gerald Celente on as well. Both men work together over there at the Trends Journal. I'm going to go to Mike in Illinois, Adam, Jonathan, Kim. Here I'm saying I want to go to calls early because of my voice, but then I don't do it, of course. But I did cover a lot of news. So, briefly, the Molon Labe, come and take it, in Greek, is here, and it has Infowars.com on the back, and it is the Made in 1776.com, Made in America. And usually a Made in America t-shirt like this would be $40. It's $22. And I'll just tell you right now, to have these Made in America cost us like $9. And so that's, for clothing, that is not a markup, folks. And that's how we fund our operation. But this will really make the globalist mad when you wear this. It's a very popular icon, and we made, it's just really good, what one of our great graphics people put together. It's the Spartan helmet with two M4s crossed with a victory laurel leaves around it. I mean, it is a shrine to resistance and not being disarmed. It's a signet of power and liberty. And it needs to be worn on your breast. And all of you need to get it. A shield against tyranny. Symbols have power. And this is a powerful symbol forged in the heart of liberty. So, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Adam. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, thank you so much for having me on the show. I wanted to ask you, have you ever seen the film The Purge? Because this film alone goes against every single thing that you are fighting for. It talks about the new founding fathers taking over America. This movie has grossed over $100 million. And they're releasing a sequel now, which talks about nobody has access to guns except for the rich. Everybody can kill each other for 12 hours once a year.
You know, I saw the trailer for that, and I never went and saw it because I don't like those, you know, thing where guys are creeping around with knives and it's so scary. It's just ridiculous. Go out there and beat their brains out with baseball bats. But, you know, the larger issue is, I did see the trailer, and yes, I should have done a movie review on that. Sounds disgusting. Tell us more about it.
Well, the first movie, because there's two, the other one's coming out June 20th, but the first one talks about every year, starting in the year 2017 through the year 2022, every year for 12 hours, crime is legalized throughout the, not even the United States. They've taken over the United States. They have now called it the new founding fathers of America.
No, but that's how they demonize. They do this in all these movies where the tyranny government's taken over. They don't really say that in the movie till the end. And then it's founding fathers to demonize the idea of founding fathers. Is that how the movie goes?
Yes. And check out The Purge Anarchy on YouTube. The trailer just dropped. It will blow your mind.
All right, we'll do a review of the trailer. Guys, pull that up.
Over everything. It's going to blow
your mind. Well done, Lord Vader.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.